after centuries have given up their lives, the lives of their children. But they all have done it in sync with their philosophy. What Avraham Avinu did was counterintuitive. What did he preach his entire life? It's a kel mole rachamim. He'd be the laughingstock of society if he slaughtered his son. And yet he did it. There's no doubt that Arkadah is an amazing thing. But how do we tap into that power? If you make a cheshbon, I just quickly jotted down a cheshbon. Avraham Avinu was born in 1948 from creation. According to my cheshbon, it was 137. So that's the year 2085. Right? So if you subtract it, so we're talking about 3,689 years ago. We're tapping into that energy, and that's chus. Besides, our religion is not, you know, abracadabra religion. You say this, you do this. You can eat honey till you're gold in the face, and you can swing 50 chickens, and it's not going to help you one iota. Our religion is not about, there are other religions that believe sin all you want. Go to confessional book. We don't believe in that. So how on earth do we come here before Hashem and tap into this energy as if it's a magic elixir? Oh, Avraham Avinu was about to slaughter his kids, save us. This phone call from one of our Talmidim, and I got permission to say his name, Moshe Karfunkel, gave me pshat. So I'm going through the whole thing, schmoozing with the guys, the checklist, right? How are things doing? How's the faculty? Well, the order should be, how's the food? How's the facilities? How's the faculty? Right? Check, check, check. Beautiful. What are you doing? Well, I bought an Aliyah Shlishi on Rosh Hashanah for $1,200. Now, if the guy came from Lawrence, it would be one thing, $1,200. All right, I'd buy it. $1,200? No, Rebbe, 1,200 hours of learning. 1,200 hours of learning? My gosh, you have to give up every free minute you have. What he didn't tell me was, I subsequently found out, he then gave the Aliyah to his friend who was going through a rough time. I ask you, mi ka'amcha Yisrael, is that not an arkada to take your precious time, our beloved free time where we could just big chill, and to take 1,200 hours of big chill time, and buy an aliyah is one thing, but then to give it to someone else, I say, that's how we tap into the energy of the arkada. And my message to you is, that we all could tap into that energy. And Arkadah doesn't have to be something as monumental as slaughtering your son or giving up 1,200 hours. That's very, very beloved. But our student did it. He's not Chofetz Chaim, and maybe he is. He will be one day, but right now he's not. For us right now, Arkadah may be, you know, staying away from our beloved sites. It may be staying away from a beloved food. It may be calling somebody up who's not part of our social crowd and he's like, you know, or not being part of a cool crowd because you tend not to be yourself and to do bad things. These are arkadas that we could all do. And with that kind of sacrifice, those sacrifices is the schus that we're looking for. And in Yitz Hashem, we could tap into that energy. Thank you.
Okay, if we could please stand up. If you do not have a slichos yet, it should be in front of the shul. Again, we'll be following.